Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Jeannie. I just want to welcome each and everyone to the program tonight, and just want to say glad you're here. Thank you for taking your time to be with me tonight, and I hope that I can be an encouragement to you and just want to link my faith with yours for breakthrough in your life, for healing, for victories in your life. for anyone that is listening by computer that would like to call into the program that maybe doesn't know how to or hasn't before, the guest call-in number is 319-527-6027. And if you want prayer or want to speak with me, even want to give a testimony or just talk about what God is doing in your life, press 1 on your phone, and that puts your hand up so that I know that you want to speak with me. So anyhow, welcome tonight, you guys, and just thank you for taking your time to be here. Tonight, you know, you guys, I say this all the time, y'all are always getting to hear lessons on things that are going on in my own life and things that I'm learning and things that I'm seeing, some things that the Lord is showing me and things such as that. But most of the time, the messages that I teach or the lessons that I give are about things that I'm living, things I'm going through. You know, we're living in a time, and I think this is going to be even more so as months and years go by here, that we've entered a time that I don't think people are any longer going to be able to kind of stand on the sidelines or to not take a stand. I think by and large, people this day and time, they're going to have to like get on the right or on the left. They're not going to be able to ride the fence really any longer. You know, there is such a division in our country between Democrat and Republican, just differences in thinking and really just where there's such an outspokenness against Christians. And you know, we see it in other parts of the world overseas where the Muslims and the Christians and things like that, that it's just really become a time like it was in the Bible that people have got to stand for what they believe. And I had gone through something this week or actually it had happened a few months ago, but I had to kind of deal with it today. And then this was more business related. But just a situation that I had gone through in breeding one of the horses where I had purchased a breeding and really kind of just got done wrong on it, to be honest. And it was a husband and wife team that were standing a stadium for someone else. And, you know, by and large, I've always tried to be a person of peace. And you know, I think all of us, I think for most of us that are Christians, we try to be easy to get along with. We try to, we try to keep down any kind of strife. We try to be quote fair and see both sides of the coin. We try to consider all of the everything that's involved in any matter, so that we don't want to get into offense, and certainly we don't want to get offended, but. There's a difference in being offended and standing for what is right. But I think too many times, particularly where Christians are concerned, that in the name of keeping peace, that sometimes we let things slide that really we shouldn't, you know, that really we should say, you know what, make people accountable or just bring light to a situation, and, you know, because sometimes evil will really try to parade in the darkness and bring destruction at times and bring destruction to others. You know, sometimes the thing that we don't face for ourselves, then other people end up having to deal with it later too, or other people end up harmed by a situation that maybe we could have brought to light and corrected just by making people accountable, you know. And it goes back, I believe, the scripture where it says in Romans 12:9 says, love must be sincere. And I think that's love, you know, love of God, our love of God, our love of his word, our love for truth. But it says, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Cling to good and hate evil. You know, and we very often will be complacent where evil is concerned. We'll be like, you know, that's none of my business, or that doesn't concern me. Many times we let evil go just unchallenged, you know, or we'll think, you know what, let me just move on, you know, and I'm guilty of that too. I mean, there's been times I've thought, you know what, this just turned out to be a bad deal, let me just move on, this was a lesson learned, I won't do that again, or I won't deal with these people again, or something like that. But, you know, the word says that Christ in Matthew 10:34, it says, "Think not that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword." Now, Jesus didn't come into the earth ranting and raving and fighting people, but he came in truth, grace and truth. The word says he came in grace and truth. He came and he shed light on evil. He brought truth. And those that were in darkness, those that embraced the darkness, they were offended. You know, the word of God, it says the sword of the spirit, you know, that the word is sharper than a two-edged sword. He brought the word, which he was the word, but he brought the word that was truth that caused men to have to inspect their own hearts, to look at their ways and consider their ways. It brought an accounting. They had to account, an accountability for who they were and what they did and things like that. But, you know, when we stand for light, darkness will be offended. It just will be. When evil is exposed, it becomes defensive and it becomes aggressive. But, you know, the word says that we're called to be the salt of the earth. You know, what's that old saying? They say that's rubbing salt in a wound. Well, you know, salt, it may burn, it may hurt, but, you know, it brings healing. You know, what do they tell you? To soak wounds in Epsom salt because it draws out the poison. You know, it'll draw out infection. It'll draw out poison, and it causes healing to begin to take place. But see, those things that are tainted to the body, those things like infection and things like that, they've got to be gotten out. They've got to be drawn out before healing can really even begin. So, you know, it says in Matthew 5:13-16, it said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot." So the whole goodie, so to speak, in salt is the fact that it's salty. You know, salt. You know, a good dose of salt, sometimes it'll make you wince if something's a little too salty. But salt also preserves. You know, they'll use salt. They'll put salt when they butcher a hog. They'll put salt on the pork to preserve the meat. You know, you make pickles, you put salt in them. It does flavor them, yes, but it also helps preserve things. You know, and God, he's put the salt of the word in us. He's called us to be salt and light so that we help pull out, you know, we through the word of God and through speaking truth, it helps pull out the poisons, helps pull out those things that are toxic so that there can be healing. You know, the word says you're the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. You know, I can look back through my life, and there were times, even as a teenager, you know, there were times that I was around people that I knew what was the right thing to do, and I'm not talking about doing stuff really bad. I'm just saying being influenced by others. That something, you know, that I think, you know, I don't really want to do that, or I don't want to really get involved in. But so often, you know, even others in the influence that they are or can be, you know, they'll be like, well, you know, it's only fair to go talk to them, or it's only, you know. Whatever, you know, however the case, there will just be times. But anyway, I can look back through my life and see at times that there were things that people that I didn't even want to be involved in, but they, you know, were pushy or pressured or, you know, really pursuing and things like that, that there were situations that I thought, you know, this is not even something I want. But in the name of being reasonable or being fair or giving people a chance and things like that, all of that sorts of things, that I can look back now and see how many times were those things that I went along with You know, and sometimes things we go along with, we'll think, oh, it's not that big a deal, you know. I'll just go talk to them. It's not that big a deal of this and that. But in some of those cases, it really was life-changing. It had lasting effects, you know, things that years later I can look back and think, God, it changed my life. It sent me down a path I didn't want to be on that took years to bring course correction. But, you know, God, he's put it in, we're his, and he has put it in our hearts to have an understanding, to know what is right and wrong. You know, when we'll be still before God and let him lead us, he'll lead us in light. He'll lead us in truth. And he will help us. One thing, if we will go with what we know is right, go with what we know is truth, go with what we know is justice, then God will keep us on a path that's steady beneath our feet. He'll keep us on a path that's right for our lives. Going alone so often, it will, you know, going with the crowd, going with other, you know, going with the situation, because we don't want to stand alone at times. You know, there may be times that you may be the only one in a crowd, in a group, that'll stand up for truth. Stand anyhow. Stand anyhow. Even if it costs you in the long run, stand anyhow. God will be pleased. God's the one that rewards us. I can remember a number of years ago, I took a job for a little while at a flower shop. I just was kind of tired of being home, and I thought, you know, I've always wanted to work in a flower shop. So I took a job locally at a little flower shop, you know, just did it part-time. And I don't know, some of you guys may remember, but it was during a time that, and I think it's happened in Florida, there was a young lady, something had happened, and she was in a coma. She was in a nursing home at that time. And, I mean, her vitals were good. She's not like she was dying of cancer or anything like that. I mean, her vitals were good. They did have a feeding tube on her, and she had been in a coma for maybe a year, which I don't know about you, but I've heard of many cases, you know, of people waking up from comas that and wake up perfectly all right, that the Lord, you know, saved them. But in this case, this was a younger person that was not dying, you know, of anything. She was just in a coma. And her husband, I think against her mother's wishes, but because he was the next of kin, her husband finally filed to have her feeding tube and all liquids and stuff taken from her and basically starve her to death and kill her. And I can remember in that flower shop, some of them were talking about it. And there was, you know, four or five of us ladies in there. And the lady that owned the shop, she was saying, she said, oh, I know she wouldn't have wanted to have stayed that way. That was the kindest thing to do. And the other ladies in there, they all chimed in, oh, yeah, she'll, you know, she wouldn't want to be like that. And that was just the right thing to do. And you know, she might be like that for the next 20 years and blah, blah, blah. And I was the only one there. I stood up. It rose up in me. And I stood up and I said, no. I said, that was murder. That is murder to take the feeding tube away from someone, to take all the fluids away from them. And that is killing them. That is killing them. They never know when that girl would wake up. Young, basically young and healthy. No disease or anything like that in her body. And I don't remember if she had fell and hit her head or whatever. I don't remember what the situation was, but she was just in a coma. You know, and I was the only one there that stood up and said something. And they were shocked, to be honest. Now, it didn't any of them try to argue with me per se, but it was just like an indignation rose up in me of, no, that is wrong. You know, and in this case, like I said, legally, the boy was allowed to legally do it, and his wife died, you know. I guess maybe he wanted to move on with his life, and she had been there for a year, but she's like, you know what, if you want to divorce her, then divorce her and let her mom take care of her, because, you know, her mother wanted to. But there are times in life when we do have to just stand up and speak truth. You know, the situation that I finally, because I was going to have to make a decision on this breathing thing of, okay, do I put more money in this, knowing that I may be basically end up costing me in even more money and not panning out for me? Or do I say, look, you know, I did everything right here and you guys didn't do right, you know? And so finally I called, I think I text messaged or sent him an email type thing and finally talked to the man. It was his wife I had dealt with, but I finally told him, you know, because I originally had been like, you know what, I'm just going to move on. I'll just count this a loss, lesson learned, blah, blah, blah. And I'm still losing, you know, I'm still losing some money in it. But if I had moved on with what they were wanting, I would end up losing even more money. But I did confront them and say, you know what, I did everything right by the book. I did everything exactly as I was supposed to do everything right. And y'all did not deal with me in integrity. So, I mean, I will move on. I will not do business with them. Not offended, but in the sense anything like that, don't wish, you know, wish them well, wish them everything good. But there, sometimes there's a time it's like, you know what, I need to speak truth. I need to just stand up and speak truth into a situation. You know, the word says, let God be God and every man a liar. But sometimes, you know, we will, honestly, sometimes just because we, in one thing, I know, we all as Christians, we want to get along with people. You know, we want to be thought of as considerate and kind. And yes, we are supposed to be all of that. But we can get into man-pleasing or fearing man when we bow down to stuff that's just not right. You know, it says in Galatians 1:10, it says, am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of God. You know, sometimes it just comes down to it of, will I stand up and speak truth? Not in anger, not in ranting and raving and throwing a conniption fit. I'm sure all y'all know what a conniption fit is. But in just speaking truth and saying, this is wrong, this is wrong. You know, I was thinking the scripture that talks about light dispels the darkness came to mind right before the program started. And I was thinking about that, and I thought, I'm going to look up the word dispel. Because it didn't really, that word, even just listening to it, it didn't sound to me like a case of, okay, light kind of creeps in and the darkness kind of creeps away, you know, kind of just eases off. And in the Merriam-Webster, Michelle, it says dispel means to drive away, that light drives away darkness. It says drive it away or cause it to vanish. And I thought, that's my God. He is a God of light. We are children of light. And in this day and time, more than ever, I think we'll have to stand. You know, when you've done all the stand therefore. There are times we're going to have to stand and say, this is wrong. I don't care if it's in courts, you know, family matters, business matters. I've had to do all of that some, you know, just expose darkness. You know, I think bottom line, we be led by God. There are, you know, there are times God will say, shake the dust from your feet and move on. But there are times when God says, stand, speak truth, bring accountability, call them on the carpet, so to speak, and shed light on this situation. We're never to shrink back. We're not of that spirit. We're not of that spirit. We belong to the Lord, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to play another song right quick while I write down phone numbers, and then we'll begin taking callers.
I look back at what I thought was living.
With Christ. Those that lose their lives shall find it for his sake. Well, Lord, I thank you tonight, Lord, for each and every caller. And Father, I just ask for a blessing. I ask for a breakthrough. Lord, for I ask for understanding and, enlightenment, Lord. Father, I just ask that you help me to hear clearly, to hear thoroughly. Lord, help us to receive and open our hearts. Give us ears to hear, Father, and eyes to see. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Well, my first caller here tonight is 910-709. I believe this is Miss Sylvia.
Yes, how are you?
Good, good. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, good, good.
So anything, listen, now, have you been on your trip already?
Yes, I just came back on.
How did it go?
It was great. Before we left, Holy Spirit had said there would be mental issues healed as well as physical. And that's exactly what happened. Yes, we had a mental and physical abuse cases and depression and all sorts of, you know, mental issues. And a lot of people with joint issues. And there was a young girl that had multiple sclerosis, and she was in a lot of pain, and she was suffering from depression. But when she left, the pain had subsided, and she was laughing and talking, and they said that she wasn't doing that before. So
amen.
It was a lot of healing. Yeah, a lot of healing that took place. And then the pastor, she told me, she said, she threw a whammy on me. She said, Miss Sylvia said, the Lord said for you to get up there and do your testimony. So, oh, man, that was in the afternoon service. And I sat there. I said, Lord, I says, if you want me to do this, I need you to help me. So when I got up there, it went smoothly. It's like the Holy Spirit just put everything in place. And then she translated it. Because one side of the church was, you know, like a, you know, Spanish, and so she translated, and it was really good, and there was no nervousness or anxiety, but I had to catch myself because he threw me off guard, and so she said that I was ministered to, and he said that I was in training. And that I was in training, that I had to come with her because I'm in training for my own ministry. So you gave me a word about someone who would want to handle or control me. And so after the lady gave me the word, I was telling the pastor that the lady says that, you know, I was in training for my own ministry, and that doors were beginning to open. So she says to me, oh, doors are opening for us, me and you. I said, no. I said, she said that the Lord was taking me, you know, into the ministry that he has for me. So she seemed a little disappointed, and I was in the car, and the first thing came back to me was what you told me twice. Because you said that to me twice, and it came back, and I was like, oh, God, you know, she's the one that wants to handle, you know, and control, you know, like she keeps calling me her Alma Berry, but I told her I may be that now, but it's only for her to take me out, you know, for training. But I told her that I believe, like, God is doing me like he did David. David was an Alma Berry, but after then, David was nobody's Alma Berry anymore. He became king. So I told her that I think that God was using that for, you know, me to travel with her. But
I never really said that it was one particular person. It was more a case of be aware that you don't, because you may encounter that kind of situation numerous times through your life. It may not just be a one-time thing with any one person, you know, but there may be numerous times that people try to put garments on you that are not yours, you know, that they try to put you in a slot that they would want to put you in. When God, you know, God has called you to freedom, and God is calling you to freedom. God is going to use you God is going to, you know, you will go in and out. There are times you may be connected with other teams or other people, but you will always still be under his covering. And God, you know, it won't necessarily be always hooked up with someone else because, you know, I just know in my heart that the Lord's going to deal with you many times on your own and send you out to minister to others. But, you know, even when you're on your own, you may at times be connected with someone else here and there for a season, but it's you're his. I mean, you're his, and he is going to direct your steps, and the Lord is going to show you when to go and when not to go and things like that. And you know that. I mean, I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. But anyhow,
yes,
that's
that when it is just that when it happened, I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. You know, I had the I knew you said it was several, but when it first happened, I guess I, you know, sort of got shocked that, you know, it happened so fast.
Yeah.
But you had told me you had ministered that to me twice. And so, but overall, the trip was really good.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. You know, I know that God will make you know in your heart, you know, that God will give you clarity on things and just give you a know. And you will sense, you know, in your own heart what's kind of going on behind the scenes. And it's not always that people have ulterior motives and things like that. Sometimes it's just, you know, they get excited. They, you know, maybe they don't hear right. Or sometimes it's just their own personal excitement of, okay, boy, we can, you know, this will be so much fun and we'll do this together. And we just have to be led by God. I mean, we just have to be led by God. Right. Even when I was teaching earlier during the message part, that there was, when I look back, some of the times when I was influenced by other people, ended up making massive mistakes just trying to be nice or just trying to get along because I let other people influence me and even at times to do something that I think, I don't really want to do this. But in just the name of, oh, well, you know, I'll be easy to get along with and I'll try to be fair. And it ended up being major mistakes at times, so. Well, let's pray.
Yes.
Let's just pray for you. Father, I thank you for Sylvia, Lord, and I thank you, God, how you're opening things up for her, Lord. Lord, how that she has struck out on the road. She has struck out on the road, Lord, the journey and just has just begun the journey, Lord, of the things that you're wanting to do with her. And Sylvia, when you were first talking, it was like I could see you I mean, it's literally like I could see you point, like you were going to pray for someone and pointing to people, like a word of knowledge, words of knowledge coming forth. And it had to do, this had to do more with emotional healings in people. But I mean, I literally saw you like pointing to someone and saying, and this is cool. I've seen people that's been saying like, you know, when you were 12 years old, such and such happened to you and it traumatized you and has left a hole in your heart, has brought burdens upon you. Literally being able to point to people, God showing you things that have gone on in their life that has entrapped them emotionally. And when you get entrapped emotionally, it can cause physical entrapment too. It can cause sickness. It can cause us to make wrong choices and all, just all sorts of things. But it was emotional trauma that the Lord was going to show you things, and you're literally like speaking it out over people. You know, God's showing you things, actual events and actual things that have happened, and words of knowledge flowing from you, and God using you to pray for people and see people set free. Sometimes just the knowing, just approaching those things that happened, you know, allowed people to let go of them. You know, sometimes people have things that have happened to them, maybe children that have been, or young people, young girls that have been raped, people that have been molested, all kinds of, and there's things that they've hidden in their heart, and because they hid it, many times it caused like a wound in their heart and in their soul. Even as to adulthood, it can cause some problems. And it's like I could see the Lord showing you those things and actually, you know, actually addressing, not bringing embarrassment to anybody, but addressing those situations so that people could be set free. Because emotional healing many times is even harder than physical healing. You know, people are high there. You know, people come forward for physical healing, but a lot of times that emotional stuff, they'll keep it hidden. They'll keep it pushed down.
Yes.
They'll be embarrassed about it or things like that, or they'll think, I'll seem weak, you know, if people know that. And that's just not true. You know, the enemy entraps, I think, more people emotionally than he does even physically. And one can lead to the other. So, like I said, as you were talking, it was like I could see, you know, I could just see it. I mean, just like a picture in front of me, I could see it and see you pointing at someone and like saying this out when you were, you know, when you were young, such and such happened or whatever the case, but God's showing you things and using you to help bring healing to people and help people to not be embarrassed, to realize, to say, hey, I've got an issue that has traumatized me, that has held me captive all my life or part of my life, whatever the case. But praise God. Praise God. That's a tremendous thing and so needed in the body of Christ, particularly when it's done with kindness, with consideration, you know, with wisdom of the Lord. And when people know that you care, that you genuinely care, that you're not trying to show out or anything like that, but that you want them free,
right,
that you love them, you know, they'll run to that. They'll run to the love of God and be set free. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, was there anything else in particular that you needed prayer about while I got you?
Yes, just I guess I keep asking different ones to pray for my brother. He's facing possible dialysis and kidney transplant. Mm-hmm. So they've given him at least 7 months out to see if he's going to need it. But I'm believing God that he's not going to need either one.
Yes, okay. What is his name again?
Milton.
Milton, okay. I used to have an uncle named Milton. Father, I thank you for Milton. Father and Lord, I thank you for bringing healing to him, Father. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for bringing correction in his body, Father, for those things that are out of alignment, those things that are working improperly or not working as they should. Lord, we just speak a healing over his body, Lord, that his organs begin to function as they were created to. Lord, even things that he may have done to his body, put in his body or done to his body, in his lifetime, Lord, that even, you know, sometimes we even can do things that contribute to a bad health. And I think most people do, you know, whether it's eating wrong or drinking, smoking, whatever the case. But Father, we just speak forgiveness over him, Lord. Lord, that even that in him, Lord, if those things apply, Lord, that he would realize and know that he is loved, that he is forgiven, Lord, that he would come before you, Lord, and even repent of things like that. Lord, and he may have already done that, Lord, but that he know that when he's covered with the blood of Jesus, that it includes his healing, that healing is just as easy as salvation, and that the blood of Jesus covered all of that. Lord, that revelation would rise up in Milton's heart. Lord, that he would see in your word, that his heart would become receptive to that, Lord. And not only even his heart, but his mind, because many times it's our mind that's blocking things, that's blocking healing, that's blocking the acceptance even of our healing that belongs to us. So, Lord, I just speak and I ask, Lord, for a good report from Milton, Lord, that his body would begin to function as it was created to. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for the prayers of Sylvia for her brother, Lord, the love that she pours out on him, the understanding, Lord, the consideration and the care and concern that she has for him. And Lord, I thank you for honoring her prayers. And Lord, I just come into agreement with her, Lord, for healing and for restoration for Milton, Lord, that his body would work as it's supposed to, each organ would work as it's supposed to, Lord, and not even need any kind of transplant. But Lord, I thank you for working in Milton's heart, Lord, for opening his eyes to your great love and your great compassion and to the complete power of the blood of Jesus to save, to heal, to restore, to forgive, or the complete power, the complete work of redemption. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling. I'm glad to hear that that was a good trip and all that God did there. That's exciting. And I know it's
yes,
the first
yes.
penny that
yes.
God used you.
Thank
and,
you.
And bringing you out, and it's just going to expand you as you go, girl. So God bless.
All right. Thank you, and God bless you, too.
You're more than welcome. Good night.
Have a good
205-531. This is Miss Julia
yes.
May.
Yes.
How are you?
Yes. Just fine.
Good. How is Jennifer doing?
She's doing great. Water coming off good. She, I said she's in the hospital. She's been there 8 days, and they was able to get 40 pounds of water fluid off her.
Wow.
And
that's a lot. Man.
She went in and went 170. I didn't know she had got that. And then she came home my way. She was 138. Then she went down to 131. Now she weighed, well, yesterday was 132. Today was 131. Yeah, that's a lot of fluid.
That is a lot of fluid. But praise God. Praise God
yeah.
for getting that off. That had to just feel horrible. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, she had got to where she couldn't have breathe and try. She couldn't get in the truck and. Then she's getting in the bed, she just fell over there and tried to pull herself up. She was out of breath, and she got up that Tuesday morning. She wasn't even walking. She was just wobbling from side to side. And her legs had got so much fluid that they had just opening up, and her heels were pointing toward each other. I said, oh, my God. And so we got to the doctor. He said, well, I can give her some more medicine. I said, nah. Then he looked at me. He said, well, I can put in do the drip. He said, you agree with that? I said, I agree with that. So she was taking some. He said, that one, you know, she would. Doctor had upped her fluid pill, but it won't pull it enough off. Mm.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. Well, I'm glad, however they had to do it, that they were able to get that off and give that girl
yeah.
some relief.
Goodness. Oh, yeah. I think she looked like a little racehorse now. Yeah, you can see her out of the fluid. The woman said yesterday, oh, Lord, her legs are so small. I said, you can see her. It pulled all the fluid off her legs and her face and her arms and everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That how she has to feel so much better. I know.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Julia May, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, just for how she stands, Lord, how she stands in your presence, Lord, how she stands in belief and faith. And, Lord, she hangs on, Lord, she hangs on when sometimes it may feel like she's got her fingernails and her toenails dug in, but Lord, she hangs on, and Lord, that you're faithful. God, you're faithful, and you do hear her prayers, and you do answer her prayers, Lord, and you do pour out your love upon her and upon her family, upon Jennifer, Lord, upon even the extended family, God. Father, I thank you, Lord, how you reward Julia May. Lord, that she has laid up treasures in heaven, Lord, but she also, Lord, is sowing seed for treasures even in the earth.
Thank you.
Julia May, a little earlier, when I was writing them phone numbers, and of course I saw your number, it was like I could see, like the Lord having you. And I don't know if you journal or not, or if you have kept a diary any in the past or stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like I saw, like the Lord having you to write down. Things even through your life that have maybe even things you learned from your mother, things you learned from your grandmother, things that you learned, things that were lessons, things that God that were treasures, things that were imparted to you, maybe things that the Lord showed you, but just journaling things that have really been beneficial in your life, you know, lessons you've learned and things that have happened, testimonies. Maybe things that some of your family have told you. It's really like just journaling these things that really are treasures to you, but would be treasures to your family later, of things that have been And I'm not just talking about recipes and things like that, but things that are life lessons that have really been life-changing or have been beneficial to you. You know, we all have things that we have been told and things that we have learned, you know, or things that the Lord showed us at times. You know, I've shared a lot of mine here on this program. But, you know, as I've gotten older, there are things that I can recall my mom saying or my dad saying or things they taught us that, you know, when you get a little bit older, you really understand that stuff and you understand how precious it is and how life-changing it is. You know, my mom would always say, you know, she would always quote the scripture, be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. And I understood that as a teenager or whatever kind of, but as I've gotten older, it's taken on a new meaning. And it was like I could just see, you know, the Lord having you like just, you know, whether it's a diary or whether it's a journal or whatever, of just writing down some of those things that have been real treasures and have been real keys in your life, things that God has done, some of the testimonies even with Jennifer that God has done, and keeping those things. Later in life, I'm not saying that we don't always remember everything, but some of those things can slip our mind or they pass down to others, you know, later on that even others can read that's really just brings, you know, it's heartwarming. It's not only heartwarming, but it keeps those lessons going. It's not only a beautiful thing, but it's something that really can help others. And sometimes it's going back and revisiting those things. Mm-hmm. At times it'll be an answer that we need later on. So, like I said, I don't know if you do any journaling or if you've done any diary stuff, but some of the things that God is doing, just, you know, getting you a little book and writing those things down so that you have those and that you're able to keep them and that them being beneficial to you and even beneficial to other family members, you know, at later times and things. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for blessing Julia May. And, Father, I thank you for, Lord, for the pillar that she is, even in her family. And, Lord, of what the treasure she is, Lord, that how she speaks into the family and how she prays for them, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for blessing her and for rewarding her, Lord, bringing her favor in this life. And Father, Lord, just your goodness and your faithfulness, Lord, for provision, Lord, in answering, Lord, the desires of her dreams and her desires, Lord. So many times those dreams and desires are put in our heart by you, Lord. Sometimes we think they're our dreams, and many times, Lord, they're the dreams that you have put in our heart, Lord. But, Lord, I just thank you for fulfilling the desires of her heart that are the desires that you put there, Lord, and bringing joy and peace and contentment and fulfillment and destiny into her life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, was there anything else that you needed prayer about or anything else that you want to share?
No, that's all. Just like I had to do an update on her because we got an appointment Wednesday just to go back to see her ENT since they had took out the trait. They did find it, so she has congenital heart failure. So that's where fluid come up from and the reason her liver had got enlarged some. But he said, you know, one of the doctors they have to do a biopsy to go in there and look because they figure that's what it is, all that fluid on it. So she's going on.
Yeah. Lord, we just speak a new heart over Jennifer, Lord. We just speak healing to her heart, just a new heart, Lord. Lord, a new heart is not too hard for you. And Lord, we just thank you, God, for a good report. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you, girl, for calling. Thank you for the update, and I'll be praying for Jennifer, and I'm so glad that they got that fluid off and that she's feeling better.
Thank you. Okay, right. Thank you. God bless.
God bless you too, hon.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Is this Miss Destiny?
Hello, yes, this is Destiny.
Good to hear from you tonight. You have just the sweetest, kindest voice. I always just love your voice. So, You doing good tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Do you have anything tonight you were wanting to share with us?
No, I didn't have anything that I wanted to share as of yet.
Okay. Well, we'll pray for you. Father, I thank you for destiny. Lord, I thank you, Father, that destiny, I see the Lord using you like a light. I see, you know, like the Lord saying, you know, have you considered my daughter Destiny? And not talking to say, but like God using you as a light, excuse me, as to people around you, that people around you watch you or are aware of you more than maybe even you know. There are people that consider your life. There are people that they notice you. They notice how you hold yourself, how you speak, how you act. That your life is a testimony to others. And even when you may not realize that you're being observed, that at times that you're being observed and that you are a witness. I just see you as a light for God, and the Lord being so very proud of you and loving you and like his favor and his goodness. You know, God just saying, like, have you considered my daughter Destiny? You know, and being so proud of you and how that you are, that you're a light for God. You're a light for God to those that are around you. And Lord, I thank you for blessing Destiny. Lord, I thank you, Father, for giving her supernatural wisdom in situations when it's needed. Lord, that your favor, I'm just still getting Destiny, like God's favor on you, God's light, God's love, like God being proud of you, his favor shining up on you, and God even intervening at times, like showing out with you. At times, God giving you answers to things, showing you how to problem solve in situations, God giving you answers, and God giving you favor so that you come out on top in situations when maybe you didn't even think you would, or would think, well, you know, I don't really know how to work this out, or I don't know that I have the answer to this. And God just showing out through you and giving you answers, and God showing favor and like I said, bringing you out on top, even when you thought you wouldn't come out on top in things. God just pouring out his love on you and using you. And God using your life as an example to others to really see Christ and to see not only just, you know, a lot of people see God as a harsh God. You know, it's like, okay, if I can do everything right and if I can cross all my T's and dot all my I's, well, God will love me, and when I die, I'll go to heaven. But people seeing that there's a goodness of God in the earth, where God just pours out his love on his people and God rewards his people and God brings favor and blessing their way, and God using you in that way, him using you in that way for others to see how good he is. You know, you'll see and are seeing how good he is too, but God really using you as an example in a good way, in a good way. So, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for Destiny. And, Lord, I thank you for just your love poured out on her. And, Lord, I thank you for her being in agreement with you, for her allowing you to use her when you want to, for her allowing you to show out through her. Lord, I thank you for, Lord, even humility, Lord, that when you are blessing her and use her, Lord, that, Lord, she will give you all the glory. And, Lord, that she will accept that, and she will walk in humility and in awe and wonder of how good you are. And Lord, I thank you for using her as an encourager of others, that she will always point to you, and she will encourage others in the faith, and she will encourage others with her testimony. But Lord, encourage them to believe you, and encourage them, Lord, to trust in you, and encourage them, Lord, to step up and know that they can commit their lives to you and trust you to do good to them. Just as the scripture says that we know he knows, We know the plans he has for us to do us good and not harm, to give us a hope and a future. Lord, that others will believe that you have a good future for them and that your plans for them are good, because they're going to see your goodness in Destiny's life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. That's beautiful. I love that.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. I just love how he shows things. I just love that, you know, how he talks and how he shows things, and particularly his love. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I can definitely see that, you know, as I'm, you know, working with people or even just, you know, slight interactions and things. I've noticed, you know, people, you know, watch me in a sense, and I'm just, you know, don't take light of that. I just, you know, really, I'm really conservative about that, you know, because I want to make sure that, you know, not influencing people negatively, even when, you know, stuff for myself may not work out the way I want it to. Because I've just noticed, you know, people, you know, they watch my reactions to things, and just like what you said, you know, they watch how, you know, I carry myself and the things that I say.
Yeah. You know, and I think that's true for a lot of the body of Christ, that many times that we're watched more than we realize, you know, particularly if, you know, if we're open with our testimony, if we proclaim Christ, that people want to see if we're real. You know, they want to see if we walk the walk and not just talk the talk. But I just really sense that there are people, absolutely, that they notice you, and they notice your life, and they take into account, you know, of who you are and that you belong to the Lord and the blessings of God. So praise God. God's good. Well, did you have anything in particular, sweetie, you were wanting prayer about?
Yes, I did have something in particular. I've recently become under consideration for a certain position, and I'm just praying that, you know, things go well with that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, Father, I thank you, Lord, that, Lord, you know that, you know, Lord, exactly where you want Destiny and what place, and, Lord, how, Lord, even your plans for promoting her and all of those things. And, Lord, I thank you, God, that your favor is on her. Lord, I thank you, Father, that your favor goes with her. Lord, that you go before. You open doors that no man can close, and you close doors that no man can open. But, Father, I thank you that you won't. Lord, I thank you for your highest and your best for Destiny, Lord, whatever that is. But, Father, I thank you if this is a door that you have for her, Lord, that no one can stop it. Lord, that nothing can hinder or slow down your blessings for her. So, Lord, I thank you for just giving her the confidence, giving her the peace in this situation, Lord, that your timing is perfect. And, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for the favor of God that goes before her and goes with her, Lord. Your word says that surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And, Lord, some said that translates that your goodness and mercy shall chase us down. So, Lord, I thank you for your goodness going with Destiny everywhere she goes. And, Lord, your light and your glory shining about her life. And, Lord, I just thank you for the favor. Lord, again, I thank you for the peace. I thank you for the confidence in you and what you have for her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I believe it will go good, and it will go exactly as God has for you, sweetie. So just rest in God, be at peace, and know that God's with you. His favor is on your life. So just go forward with confidence in God. So, okay. Well, thank you for calling in. Thank you for waiting. And I look forward to hearing what goes on with you.
Well, thank you so much. And I will definitely keep you updated with that. Thank you.
Wonderful. I look forward to it. Good night. Get a little drink right quick. Two, five, one. 342. I believe this is Miss Latrice.
It is. How are you, Jenny?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you tonight?
I'm hanging tough.
You're just one tough woman. I know that. You're one tough girl.
Ooh, that's all I got.
Well, let's pray for you. I have to say you were on my mind a little bit earlier today for some reason.
Were you praying?
Yeah, and it's just like the Lord put you on my mind some a little bit earlier today. So, anyhow, like I said, when the Lord puts you guys on my mind, then I say a prayer for you and God. So, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for Latrice. And, Lord, I thank you for the great strength that you've put within her, Lord, that I'm hearing that scripture, his strength is made perfect in our weakness. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. And, you know, sometimes, you know, I have always sensed like a great strength in you. You have like an air of authority about you. You have a leadership anointing. You know that. I know that. You have a leadership anointing in your life. You move in that. I believe you're comfortable in that. God has used you. He's put you as the head and not the tail. He uses you to work with people. The Lord uses you to problem solve. You're able to step in and take, assess situations and take, I won't say control is not exactly the right word, but you're able to step in and make things flow. You're able to step in and make things work. I've just those are things that I have always sensed about you that have always just been like the Spirit of God. But I also, in that scripture, in our weakness, his strength is made perfect. Many people may at times view anyone. They may view you. People may easily see your leadership qualities. They may easily see the strength that's within you. They may easily see that. And many people will be drawn to that. Many people will love that. And that ministers to many. But there are some people, sometimes we also have to show that tender side, that vulnerable, not in the sense of being weak, but that tender side is the way that I would put it. That real tender, compassionate, not always, you know, side of us, that many times that will also touch a different people. I'm having a little bit of a hard time putting to words kind of what I'm feeling. But, you know, there are some people that will be confident and will be touched by that leadership. They feel safe. You know, they'll feel safe. They'll feel like I can talk to her and she's going to have the answers. She can, you know, I feel good her praying for me because I know she trusts God and she believes God. But there's also that tender side of us, and particularly as a woman, for all of us women, there's that side of us that's more like a nurturing side, that's more like a motherly side, that also knows how to be very caring and be very tender, and be very loving. That there are some of those that might not come forward to the leadership qualities and things like that. But they will be touched more by that nurturing side of us, that tender side of us, that compassionate side of us. You know, not everybody is reached in the same way. And don't be surprised if God begins to use you in that way even more than he has in the past. That, yes, you very much have a leadership anointing. You very much... God has poured wisdom into you, and he's given you the ability to share it. I have just, you know, I have always sensed that you have an ability to communicate. You have an ability to help bring people together, to help bring plans together, to make things work, so to speak. But I also sense that God using you more frequently in that nurturing, compassionate. Sometimes almost those type of situations many times will be more one-on-one and not so much in groups. You know, where there's that one, you know, it's like he leaves the 99 to go after the one, that in those situations where God will use you to really help bring healing and to help draw people out maybe that are withdrawn in their hearts, that have been beat down, that have felt less than, have felt unaccepted, and that motherly side of you, that nurturing side of you, that compassionate side of you, reaching those, you know, you're not in one slot, so to speak, of God only uses you in this way. You know, God only uses you in the leadership authoritative way. God's going to use you in other ways too. And it's all very effective. And it may even seem a little, it may seem a little foreign to you at first. I don't know. You know, I don't know that much. You know, I don't know that much about you. But I just sense God using you in those ways too, and doing that a little more frequently, because it's like I can see, you know, like God picking up, like using you to pick up fragments is the only word I can use that comes to mind, is like picking up the stragglers, picking up the wayward ones, picking up those that have been left behind, those that have been overlooked. And God is saying, you know, I want them too. So Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for working in Latrice's life, and Lord, that you will use her in many ways, in many facets, in many different avenues, Lord, that you will begin to open up these other things too, Lord, because God's just got lots of ways he's going to use you, girl. I know that he does use you in several ways now, but I just sense him enlarging that. And much of that's because you say yes, you know. You say yes to God. But I just sense the Lord using you in some new ways. Not to say you haven't ever done that before, not saying that, but if you, anyhow, God just doing more of that, and maybe even stretching you in some ways, but God going after the stragglers, God going after those that have been overlooked and using you to gather them in. So thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you, and I speak a blessing over Latrice. And Lord, I speak a blessing over her heart and her finances and her sleep. Do you have trouble sleeping sometimes?
Sometimes, I don't get enough of it, but yeah.
Okay.
And then I have to get up at like 4:00.
Wow. Okay. That's early. I might wake up at that time, but I don't have to get up at that time. Okay.
So yeah, I have to be rolling by 5:15. On Saturdays, I have to get up at 3 and be out by 4:15. I roll in school, and I want to report that those things are already happening. And I had an opportunity last week. A former neighbor came by and told me that I think he changed positions or something. Anyway, I was speaking with him, and I was led to tell him to go back to school. And he did go and change jobs and stuff. And then this past Saturday, I went out and I saw this young man that was, for the most part, homeless. And I talked to him about some things. And I hadn't seen him in maybe 3 or more years. And it was like 6:45. That morning, when I got ink for the printer, and he was like, "Well, I need to talk to you." I was like, "Well, okay, I'm headed home." And he followed me home, and he talked to me, and he wanted to know why I had I stopped and talked to him, because I'd always tell him, but I remember he was a little boy when I left Alabama. But his one of his oldest sister, his oldest sister was my classmate, and I knew who he was. But his sister died, and then his mom died. But his name is Lazarus.
Wow.
And I told him, I used to invite him to church all the time, and he did not come, but, and I told him, if God would do it for anybody, he would do it for you, Lazarus, because you are a friend of God's. You're God's best friend. And he had never heard the Bible story. He didn't know anything about it, but I talked to him about it. And he told me that in that time frame, he has gone to, he was employed for the last 3 or 4 years, and he just changed jobs. And I went to clinical last week, and a lady asked me for a Bible. So I rushed in, I bought one. Then after I got it, I looked at it, it was small writing. So I kept it, and I went in and got 2 large print. So I was able to present him with a purple Bible Saturday and told him where he could find his story, the story of Lazarus. And he was so excited. And I was happy to do it for him. And I told him every time your mother called your name, she pronounced blessings on you. And he is just fascinated by the word. And he's attending church sometimes, but I don't know where it is, but he is getting some church. And I invited him to go visit with us sometime, and he told me he would. So all of those things are happening.
That's amazing. That's an awesome story. Awesome
you
testimony.
You are direct on the money.
Well, thank you. Only, you know, I don't know. Only God knows. So praise God.
Yeah.
Praise God. Well, was there anything else you want to pray about before I move on to the next caller?
I need prayer. I need a miracle. I need prayer for a teacher and my schooling. I need to do well on these couple of tests here, and they are just bombarding us. We have a 9-week course, and they're doing 16 weeks worth of work. So we don't know if we're coming or going, but I need to get up out of this class. So the enemy I face today, I shall not face again. If it is more than enough.
Yes. Well, Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you are the God of more than enough. And, Lord, that you empower Latrice to be more than able, more than capable, Lord, to complete this class, Lord, to excel in this class. Lord, that you are the God of wisdom. Lord, I thank you, Lord, if anyone lack wisdom, let them ask of God. Lord, that you you have not withheld in any ways. And just, Father, I thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Lord, I thank you for giving Latrice supernatural recall, even on, Lord, when it comes to taking these tests and answering these things, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, for doubling that her sleep, Lord, that when she, because one of the things of doing good on anything like that is being able to rest good when we get rest. But, Father, I just ask that when she sleeps, Lord, that 4 hours would feel like 8 hours and 6 hours would feel like 12 hours. Lord, so that her body and her mind get up rested and refreshed, Lord, so that she would not feel overwhelmed in any way, Lord, that she would not feel rushed in any way. Father, I thank you for just doing that and for just bringing a supernatural rest to her, Lord. Lord, and just helping her, being with her, Lord, giving her peace and confidence, Lord, in what she knows and what she's doing. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for helping her to complete this course, complete this class, and to be able to move on. In Jesus' precious and mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, and be blessed.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. You too, and thank you for sharing all of that with us. That's beautiful.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye. 402-214, this is Miss Sharon.
Hi, Jeannie. Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome, hon. Good to hear from you tonight. Are you doing good tonight?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good.
Good, good.
Trying to figure out all the things I need to pray for.
Okay, well, did you want to? Well, let's pray for
you first. No, Jeannie, you go ahead and see what God tells you.
Father, I thank you for sharing, God, and Lord, I thank you, Lord, for peace. Lord, I thank you for bringing peace, for surrounding her with peace. Lord, for making her to know that you're with her. Lord, I thank you, Father, for pushing back. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for pushing back, Lord, how the enemy would even try to war against her mind and to disturb her, Lord. Sharon, I don't know if like you are at times having like your peace just like at nighttime, like not resting good, having nightmares, things like that. It's like a sense like at nighttime, even that you're not resting good at night, that you're not able to go into a nice deep sleep, a restful sleep, that just that, like your sleep being disturbed some at night.
Yes. Yeah,
Father,
really bad.
Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the rest of God, Lord, for the rest of God, Lord, and I just speak a quietness over her soul and a quietness over her mind, Lord, a quietness over her spirit, Father. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for speaking to her, Lord, even in her sleep, Lord, that when Sharon would awake in the mornings, Lord, that she has answers. Lord, you communicate with our spirit even when we're asleep. Lord, you've done that with me many times, many times. Lord, that when we might go to bed, we might go to sleep with many things on our mind, trying to come up with answers, trying to figure out what's really going on or what's, you know, what to do next, Lord. But that when we go to bed, that we're able to sleep, and as our body rests and as our mind rests, Lord, that our spirit is still receiving from God. Our spirit is still awake, our spirit is still receptive, Lord, and that she would wake up with answers, Lord, not because she was able to finally figure it out, Lord, but because you have downloaded in her answers, Lord, and that as she awakes, that she will recognize that it's you, that she will recognize, Lord, that you have answered her prayers and that you have brought direction in things. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for everything of things that have, Lord, anything that has been hidden, Lord, brought to light, Lord, things being revealed that would maybe prefer to not be revealed, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for truth prevailing, for truth being known, for, Lord, just that things, anything that anyone would try to hide, that, Lord, things being brought to light. Lord, I thank you for the protection of God. And, Lord, I just thank you, God, for seem like I'm just sensing something. I think you said, I don't, it seemed like I think you said you had a daughter. It seemed like I'm sensing something, like a daughter. Lord,
yes.
I just thank you for working in her daughter's life. Father, Lord, for realization, for understanding, Lord, for there being like an awakening, Lord, an awakening in Sharon's daughter, Lord, awakening to truth, awakening to understanding, awakening to the light of God, Lord. Lord, and I speak peace over her mind and peace to her soul in truth and light and direction. And Father, like a relinquishing sometimes of our will, our attitudes.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we just bow up about stuff because we can't. And sometimes, you know, sometimes we just have to come to a place that we say, you know what, let me just hush, let me just listen, Father, what are you? And God has a good way of doing that. You know, many times situations will finally come to a point that we just say, you know what, God, I don't know the way, and Lord, show me.
Yeah.
But I want to just thank you for there being a point of let's work. And I don't know what I'm saying. You know that. You know, I have no idea what's going on. But it seemed like I was like to on one side, like I was seeing your daughter, and seeing a girl that I felt like was your daughter. That they're just being that God would bring peace there. God would bring love. That there be it's like I'm having a hard time putting it in words, but that there be a willingness to just lay everything aside and just talk, and that love prevail there. It's like I've sensed that there has been some contention, some strife, something going on there.
Right.
Just something going on there. And, you know, a lot of us, when we get a little miffed about something, we kind of get a chip on our shoulder. We get an attitude of, I'm not going to listen or whatever. Father, I just thank you.
Right.
Lord, I just speak love. God, I just speak love over this family and love over the situation and understanding and enlightenment, Lord. Lord, have your way. Lord, open up hearts. Lord, open up minds. Lord, the things that we have held against one another in any situation, Lord, that love covers all. Lord, that love never fails. Love never fails. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
You know, I have absolutely no idea what I was talking about, but there just seemed to be several things.
You do. Well, that was exactly right.
So,
you know, exactly.
Sometimes
there's
sometimes the only thing we know to say is just love never fails. Love never fails. Sometimes when I don't know what else to say, I'll just speak scripture. I'll just speak the word. To keep from speaking something that the enemy would try to even use against us, because like in any of our situations, our own words carry more weight and more power in our own lives than anybody else's would. You know, the things that come out of our own mouth will affect our lives more than anybody else's. So sometimes we just have to just speak the word of God and then just hush our mouths so that we don't speak anything the enemy can use. But anyhow, go ahead.
Yeah, no, and I was praying to break all the wiles of the enemy.
Wow.
You know, the constant interference in my communication. And my daughters, my grandchildren, you know, seek protection over them and over my own life, so that the enemy be stopped. And they be convicted, and God convict them in his way, that they can convert, you know. That they see the truth, that they turn away from the evil that they're doing.
Yeah, you know, the word says no man comes until the Father unless the Holy Spirit leads them. And, you know, really all we can do is just pray for them that there will be enlightenment, that God will touch their hearts, that he'll send Holy Spirit to draw them, and just leave it in God's hands. You know, and changing hearts, turning hearts and changing minds can be a long, slow process. It's not always. Sometimes there'll be one instant that God will touch somebody's heart, you know, completely bring them around. But no, I know what you mean. You know, just pray that God would just woo them and draw them and bring them to a realization. So I understand.
Yeah. I ask God to bless my communications and all my dealings with medical situations going on and what to do. Pray healing over beauty.
I'm sorry, healing over what?
Over beauty, my dog.
Oh, okay. My computer's giving me a countdown, so about the time you would speak, my computer, I don't know if you can hear that or not, probably, since there's
no.
a, a microphone. Okay. Oh, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for just healing Sharon's dog. Lord, I pray over my pets. I pray over my horses. And, Lord, your word says you care about those things that we care about, that you are moved with compassion. Lord, your word even says that a wise man, a wise person considers their beast or considers their animals. So, Lord, we just ask for a special touch for her dog, Lord, and we just ask for healing. And Father, that precious dog live out its entire life. But, Lord, but it live out its life, all the years that you have assigned to that baby, that it live out its entire life and live it out in health. And, Lord, we just look to you, the healer, because we know that you care about the things we care about, Lord, and that you care about the animals because you created them. And you created them for our pleasure. So, Lord, we thank you for bringing healing to that dog and Lord, for bringing peace to Sharon. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Jeannie.
Oh, you're welcome, hon.
Appreciate
you're welcome. Well, thank you for calling. Thank you for waiting, and I will talk to you again.
Yeah. Okay, honey. God bless. Okay, bye.
Okay, 617-775, who am I speaking to and where are you calling from? 617-775. Okay, I'll come back to them if I have time. 805-617, who am I talking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Jeannie. This is Donna. I'm in California. Hello.
Hi, Donna. Good to speak to you. I don't think I've ever talked to you. Is this the first time you've ever called Blog Talk or called into PGN?
To you, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Join your show. I wanted to know if you have any prophetic messages for me, because I've been asking God for a long time to bring a partner in for me, a male partner, you know, like a companion type relationship that might go into a marriage, you know, love relationship. And I wanted to know what God was telling you.
You know, I can just pray for you and just see, you know, he may or may not. And sometimes when we pray, God doesn't always show us what we're wanting to particularly wanting to know about, but we'll just pray. So, Father, I thank you for Donna, Lord, and I thank you for her heart. Lord, I thank you for her heart. I'm hearing the word witness. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the witness, Lord, that she is for you, Lord, the witness that you want to use her to be, Father. Lord, I thank you for, Lord, for just using her as a witness, Father, for your name being spread through her. Father, I thank you, Lord, for her heart, God, and Lord, I thank you for her heart, Lord, that desires companionship, that desires love. And Lord, I just thank you, God, for directing her steps, Lord, for directing even her eyes, Lord, that directing her eyes to see the things that you would have her to see. Lord, I thank you for the blessing of God that is upon her life. And Lord, I thank you for, Lord, for directing her steps. Donna, it's like I just see the Lord like directing your eyes, like him showing you things that he wants you to see. And I don't know if that includes a man, you know, something like that, but that God using, God directing your eyes, that when you're out and about, him showing you things, him bringing things to your attention, I sense God speaking to you and bringing clarity and clarification to you, and you being very aware that God is speaking to you. You know, because sometimes many times God can speak, but it's a process of learning to hear his voice. Of recognizing. I mean, sometimes we will hear his voice and we'll think it's our own thoughts, or we'll think it's just a passing thought or something like that. But you becoming aware of God speaking to you and you recognizing his voice. But I see the Lord. It's like I can see you walking down a sidewalk and you being like out in town. And God bringing things to your attention, and not only bringing things to your attention, but teaching you in the process of teaching, God making you aware. It's like I just sense the Lord helping you to like understand, you know, God showing you what would be desirable, what would not be desirable. You know, God showing you being able to see through situations, being able to like analyze, so to speak, even if you're around people. God's just showing you so that as you're involved with people, as you're involved in situations, even business situations, things in life, that he's going to give you understanding that you can see further than skin deep, or you can see further than the surface. I mean, this would encompass more than just people. I mean, this could involve business situations, job situations, but God giving you wisdom and the ability to see into things and recognize things. You know, like there might be someone that we see around them a little bit, and in a little while you might recognize and say, okay, this person's going to have a bad temper, you know, or this, you know, or you might be around something else, like in a situation, and say, okay, this particular business does not seem like they're on up and up. They don't treat their employees right. That it's like being able, it's like a discernment, but it's mostly what I'm saying is just like the Lord allowing you to see behind the veil a little bit, you know, teaching you and pointing things out to you so that you notice them. Because it's, for all of us, it's so easy, you know, to go through life and we really don't pay attention to a lot to detail sometimes. Some of the little things that would give us clues of what's on a deeper level. But I just see the Lord talking to you, you beginning to really recognize his voice and realize being able to separate, because we all have our own thoughts. I mean, we do have that. And, you know, but you really recognizing the difference in your thoughts and of, okay, this is God showing me something. This is God telling me something. This is God bringing something to my attention, and God causing you to notice things. And it really helping you in your life walk. It keeping you safe in certain areas. You know, sometimes just knowing, just being able to see through things, it'll keep us from getting into situations or getting involved. Like I said, it can be businesses, it can be jobs, it can be purchases, it can be relationships. Sometimes if we can see through things, it can even be like a car. Go to buy a car and the Lord tell us, say, this car is going to be a lemon. You don't want this one, you know, or this dealer's not telling you everything. It can be any number of things, but it keeps us from sorrow further down the road, because God has like dropped things into our heart or has allowed us to pick up on little details to bring things. It's like really sharp senses, you know, like sharpening our senses and sharpening our discernment, sharpening where that we notice those little things. So Father, I just thank you, Lord, for working in Donna's life. Lord, I thank you for doing this. Lord, I thank you, Father, for that being a real blessing in her life that will help her in all facets of her life, but will help her in relationships, maybe even particularly, but in all facets of life, Lord, that this helping her and her recognizing, Lord, but in that, Lord, that she will also sense the presence of God and the peace of God, Lord. And Lord, I just thank you for Lord, sending love, Lord, for sending love her way. Lord, you're the one that created man and woman, that we would not be alone. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for having that special one, for sending that special one that would be someone to be a blessing and a helpmate, Lord, that they would share a common love for one another. But Lord, I thank you that even in this other process of all of this, of teaching her to recognize, Lord, that not only will she recognize things that are not bad, but she will also recognize things that are especially good. So, Lord, I bless her, and we praise you, Lord, and we thank you for all your goodness and your love and your concern for us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Oh, that was lovely. Yeah. Very nice. So comforting. Your words are so comforting, you know.
God is good. God is good, and he's always for our good, and he's always... he's always out to bless us and teach us, and certainly being able to see through things and discern things is hugely important, particularly in this day and time.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. You can stay on the right track, you know.
Right, right. Well, was there anything else? I've only got about 2 or 3 more minutes before I've got to close the program. Is there anything else you would like prayer for while I've got you?
Well, I'd like to pray. I have a friend that I look after. He's blind. And I had a lot of joy to his life. I've been with him for quite a while. And the other day he mentioned that he would be leaving in his will. And I hope he's not just saying that. I'd like to pray that what he does say does come true, because, you know, it's nice. And so now I'm thinking, oh, this is going to happen one day. And it's so lovely that you're thinking of me in this way. And so I would like to pray that this does come true, because he suggested it, you know, he brought it up to me. So I hope that, you know, I don't want that. You know what I mean?
Right, right. And you said this was a friend, an uncle? What?
Well, I look after him part-time, maybe 4 days
okay.
a week,
okay.
3 hours
oh,
a
yeah.
day.
Yeah, someone that you look after, right. Well, Father, we just speak a blessing over this gentleman, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for the favor of God on Donna. And Lord, we just ask that no one would say anything just out of gist or just trying to be sweet, Lord, but that, Lord, that you have blessings for Donna. And, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for giving her comfort and peace, and Lord, for blessing her, for looking after this gentleman, Lord, and helping comfort him, Lord, in life, and making him feel cared for, and making him feel loved, and making him be able to have peace and trust in her. So, Lord, I just thank you for this situation, Lord, and Lord, we just know that God, that you have blessings for Donna for whichever way they come from, but Lord, we just speak a blessing over this dear gentleman, and Lord, thank you for the kindness and the goodness of his heart, and for Lord, his heart to share and his heart to bless her. So Lord, we thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, very nice. Thank you so much. I quite enjoyed this and appreciate it. And
you're more than welcome.
Evening. Thank
you too,
very
huh?
much.
Oh, you're welcome. Good night. I'm afraid that's all of the time I have tonight. I have to be logged off and off by 8:45 in order for Randy to log on for his program. Anyone that didn't get ministered to tonight and you would like ministry, Randy will be on at 9 p.m. His program will go to midnight or sometimes even a little later, so be sure and call back and just log in, you know, put your hand up for, press 1 on your phone and put your hand up to get ministry from him. Randy is awesome and such a powerful prophetic voice for the Lord. So I bless you all. I speak a blessing and the love and protection and goodness of God over you. In Jesus' name, amen.